Greetings. Hola. ¿Cómo estás? ¿Ven aquí? I don't know Spanish, so, but it's such a sexy language. I'd be wishing I could just, you know, and say some, like, sensual shit on the airwaves. Everybody to hear? Maybe I need to learn Spanish. Anyway, it's been quite some time since I've done a proper welcome to this space. And it's because I just wanted to let this space hold itself. And in that time, things just progress really quickly, you know? And the beauty of surrendering, when you hear surrender to a certain thing, is watching what comes and flows in now as a result of you getting out the way. So I just grew a little tired of forcing order mentally, and I wanted to keep the authenticity, the organicness of what this space is and means, and really just flow. And sometimes I'm so in a moment, or like the timing of a recording has to happen right then, because there's so much overflow that I know it's time to take it to the podcast. And a lot of the times, and this is for all of y'all, this is a generic ass specific message. There's no excuses for like perfect time. And you can see that clearly in this next conversation I had with my good friend DRC. He finally was able to connect back with me, and we were discussing the book he's working on, and just we had a lot to catch up on, and I didn't want to keep that all to myself. But that also means that for a little while, I had to get comfortable with the disorder that was my household in the background. So you'll hear Jasir screaming out because I took his tablet, because I'm trying to micromanage the background while I be present in the foreground. It's amazing how many things we attempt to juggle at any given moment, and then what actually happens. So after Jasir screaming, then you'll hear my auntie, because she's scooting all over the house, so she's just into everything, and she calls me only when she needs me. Like, okay, I'm calling you because I'm hungry. I'm not calling you because I need to get from A to Z anymore. You'll hear Bae come in. Like, you'll hear the convo be interrupted because my sister is FaceTiming. And guess who just kept it, like, rooted? Me. I had to. Because, you know, the anxiety was building, and I'm realizing, like, oh, wow. Like, you know, you're face to face with your biggest fear, whatever that is, whatever that may be. You know, maybe you have crazy stage fright and you gotta face like performing or speaking in front of the class, or whatever it is that like you are reluctant to have to deal with along the way is going to, like, on the other side of that is the most amazing feeling. So I implore you to just persevere. Don't worry about how you look, don't worry about how you sound, don't worry about how you feel. Because if you take time to stop and worry and then address the worry, you magnify the worry. And the beauty of the proof that is this next conversation with my brother DRC is that you can see that despite all of those things that were pulling on me to give my attention to and then unplug from the conversation that I was a part of is that they were not successful and triumphant more than the conversation that was still able to flow. So give it a listen, and I warn you that you will be activated alongside of me. Me positioning this myself in this space is to share in the abundance. I am an abundant being. I am accustomed to abundance. I understand, inner, overstand flow and ebbing, but mostly overflow, that is the outpour of greatness in my life. And it was time for me to share this with others in a smarter and more effective way. Because me, I do the footwork. I make these connections, physically going from places to spaces with everything, my own bags that I gotta carry, just because of that push for spirit. And I didn't know why certain people would enter my life until now. I realized, you know, I'm a bit of a griot, a storyteller. I am connected to a lot of people with these amazing reflections that I then am now a resource, like a one-stop shop. So if you read the bio of Developing Organically, it's long, it's lengthy, because it talks about everything that you can expect to receive here. But for now, let's not go too much on a tangent about how lucky you are to have attracted this into your life and how grateful I am to you for sharing with your friends and not being greedy with spirit. Because a lot of the times, and you know, I see it, and as an empath, I feel it, and I try to just always do my best to, you know, raise something to a vibration of like coolness if it is starting to teeter on pessimism. But I see it amongst friends, amongst sisters. We won't put someone else on to something that we're connected to or that has activated a certain feeling in us for fear of losing the connection to it, as if another person has the ability to turn your activatedness off or dim your light. And if you're giving people that much power, or if you find yourself in a constant reactive to life, you know, life happening to you, that is a great place to just clear the shit. Just acknowledge where you're at and say, you know what? I'm gonna stop doing this. I'm gonna stop swimming upstream, and I'm gonna start learning to dance and learning my rhythm and finding my rhythm. Because it's frustrating as fuck to be out of sync with you. And then you take that out on the people around you. And then you do little petty things like hoard information, when really we are all vessels and we are all open. We should all be open to giving and receiving and making each other better as a result of crossing paths with one another. Because I have this theory that with enough people taking the high road and being positive, we will witness a crazy, crazy, crazy improvement in humanity and just, you know, in our internal environment. And I refer to the spirit, you know, how, where we are indwelling, you know, when you close your eyes and you're with you, that space, as the internal environment, because only you know what happens there authentically. Only you experience that. And then what you do is you project whatever is going on onto others. And then how others interpret what you're projecting causes them to be with their own internal environment, and so on and so on and so on. So it's just important that we be responsible, because we're constantly sharing space with each other, with children, with animals, with the plants, with the trees. All that's all, like, everything elementally adds up to the totality of who you are in this moment. And if you understood that, you wouldn't be such a bee to everybody who made you feel some kind of way, because you'd realize, like, as you receiveth, so you giveth. And you'd stop that. You'd stop, you know, being so back and forth, knee-jerky with everything, because it's exhausting. Because after a day of fighting, or spiritual martial arts, if you will, in a way that isn't like replenishing your spirit, you're gonna feel drained, you're gonna feel burnt out, you're gonna reach a point where you're tired and you look back, years have passed, and you have nothing to show of your life's experiences but like funkiness and maybe some good memories scattered along the way, but really feeling like, am I in control or not? You know? Do I have the power to create my universe or not? You know, that disconnect from the paradise that is this time to be alive. And there's a lot of messed up stuff that can easily enter your stream of consciousness if you allow it. You know, and a lot of you will grapple with the skepticism on why not indulge in those frequencies and vibrations. It's real. It's real. It really is happening. That's as real as it is. But is it happening to you? And if it isn't, you have to decide. You have to make a selfish decision. And only you will know what that means. And for those activists out there, because we're all activists, we're all activated, like we're all moved by things, you are the biggest energy healers of this planet. So if your energy is being inundated by all of this negativity, what are you doing to cleanse yourself? Are you going into nature? Are you being still? Are you praying and speaking power back to everything that you're seeing to reduce what's being magnified? Because understand that you are a conduit as well. And you are being used as well. And, you know, just it goes back to the playing powerfully, you know? So, yeah, that feels good. It feels good to just address that which may pass through as a great talking point without connecting too deeply to it. And it is my will for anyone listening that you feel moved to raise yourself even higher than you are already accustomed to vibrating, because you ain't done yet. Like, everything that is the most amazing part of you is in the present moment, 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 in the present moment. And you can slow time down by simply being present to who you are. Who you are is perfect as you are. So, yeah. Listen in, tune in to the next conversation, and share with your friends, and leave me a review, 5 stars, talking about, yes, Tabia, I love what you're doing, you know, like, I've been needing something like this, because, like, I don't have anything else to listen to on my break, you know, like, fit me in, because I fit you in, with the babies, with the busy, you know, you're right here, and you're who I'm doing this for, and with, and alongside of. Okay. I love you. Boo. I love you, boo. I love you, girlfriend. I love you, sister girl. Sistren, wagwan. Enough respect, enough vibes. Yes, I. Yes, peace. Hi. You made it.
Hello, my love.
How are you? How are you? I'm so happy to hear your voice. You don't even have any idea.
Oh, my goodness. I'm exquisite. I'm amazing. I'm divine now that I'm hearing your voice as well.
I love talking to my good, long time friend. We go back to Queen Afua days, DRC, Bara. Break down your name, like how you, because Bara is something you were gifted, right, from spirit. How did you come up with you know, your name? Let's do a proper introduction.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Yes. Okay. Well, first of all, my first name is DRC. And that was given to me by my grandmother. And the story is she asked Spirit, what's his name? And that's what she got. And I researched it. And D means to remove. And RC means darkness.
Oh. So
to remove darkness. And then Bara, that came to me through Spirit. You know, Ba is the soul and Ra's son.
Mm.
So that it just kept coming to me in my studies, and it just felt so good. And
that's, you know, my goal. What?
That's my goal,
you
know, is to be bright, to shine like the sun, to illuminate.
That's exactly what you do. You remove darkness from the soul, and you shine brightness into people's soul and spirit. And you've always done that for me. You've always been that. Jasir's here. Jasir is like,
hey, Ja.
What's good with the Wi-Fi, Mom?
Thank you, my love. That means the most to me. And you do that for me.
Well, you didn't tell me that your sister was the plug. No, let's talk about Shanley for a second. Like let the people know what Shanley is doing, because, you know, like you just said, we do that for each other. We inspire each other to create and extract that juiciness, that greatness. And we've been talking about these books we want to, like, get out, purge from our souls for the longest.
Yes.
And now Shanley is like, oh, well, when y'all are ready, I have this whole guide. But you talk. You let people know what Shanley is doing. Have you read the book? You know, are you working on your book right now? You know, all that stuff. Let us know.
Okay, well, first of all, Shanley, she's absolutely incredible. She is, you know, one of the most powerful people that I know. She happens to be my sister, but I tell her all the time, even if you were not my sister, you'd still be one of my favorite people.
Mm-hmm.
She is a publisher. She has her own publishing house. She's also an author, a writer. She's incredible. So she has a new guide out, you know, she has a new guide out, and it gives you steps on how to actually go from the thought and the idea of the dream of writing a book to actually writing that book and publishing that book. And of course, she's also a publisher, so you can publish it through her. So it's amazing.
I love it.
Yeah, I got a chance she's to get it point. Before it came out to the public. And I was like, I remember her telling me the idea, and I was just like, this is amazing. Like, I need this. So can you birth it now? Like, I need it. We all need it. So she had the vision. And one thing about her is that she has a dream and she goes for it. And I remember the dream about, you know, publishing as well and opening up her own, you know, publishing house. And I saw idea start as an idea and as a dream. And yeah, so I had to buy it, of course, to support her. And I'm currently using it. And yes, I am working on my book. It will be out soon.
No, but seriously though, I love you too. You already know. And she is lucky. The world is lucky to know you if they are connected to you personally, because again, that removal of darkness, you're the perfect person to discuss visioning with. And like, you can be entrusted with a person's dream seed, because, you know, you share your idea with people and they don't see it. You're like, no, honey, I'm here to remove all that blockage, and you know, that clarity you need. And she, again, I'm so happy she has you in her corner pocket. And, you know, Mr. Reiki Healer Master, are you still doing that out in the Fort Lauderdale area? Where can we find you if people want to connect to you and know you better versus just like admiring you from afar on Instagram?
Yes, I'm still doing Reiki. I'm still doing energy healing. Yes, you can find me. I am based in the Fort Lauderdale, Miami area, but I'll travel wherever you are. If you're in New York, if you're in LA, you're in Hawaii.
Oh, okay. Yes, fly him out. Yeah, fly my brother out.
I can come there as well. You can find me at love-vibrations.com. That's the name of my company, Love Vibrations.
Okay.
So you can find me there. You can call me 323-286-8756.
One more time.
323-286-8756. So energy healing.
So wait, because you know, there's going to be all types of people who this podcast connects to.
Yes.
Reiki, break it down for like energy healing. Like, what is that? Why do people need that? All that.
Oh my goodness. So, energy healing is exactly what it sounds like. Really. It's divine. It's God. It's God itself in me. And the purpose is really, it's an energy tune up. You know, it's just reset your chakras to get your energy in alignment and to get you going, you know, to get you to be your best self and to vibrate higher. And my job is just
I took Jasir's tablet because I want his energy to vibrate higher. And so let's put it into motion right now.
Let's talk to Uncle DRC. Come, let's chat about this.
What's wrong, Ja?
Let's talk.
Say hello. Baby, what's going on?
Let's bring it down. Let's do our own.
Give him his tablet.
Okay. Sometimes you do just have to surrender to the energy. He's playing this thing that it's like, you know when people have the flashing lights?
Mm-hmm.
It's like...
Let him have his tablet.
You hear me?
No, you blanked out a little bit. No, what's going on with the connection?
He was watching some program that I did not.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm sorry. There's a lot of interference right now. This is so funny.
It's all good. I'm here.
All right, let's pick up. Okay, yes. So you're explaining energy healing.
Yeah, so that's what it is. It's an energy reboot. It's to get you in your heart, to align you, you know, with your highest frequency. So it's meditative, it's relaxing, it's calming. It's like a cleansing for the spirit and a reboot and a renewal for the spirit. And I call it a love vibrations. And that's what my goal is, just to get you in the vibration of love. That's really what I'm all about. The vibration of love, and I think that's who we are. So you know, I use sound, I use crystals, I use essential oils, aromatherapy, music, of course, Reiki, touch. It's all of it combined, and it's a sacred experience, and it's a ritual of sorts to just. Yeah.
I love it. Because honestly, it's what you need to like be able to access on your own, but sometimes you can't just cultivate that because you might need assistance, you know?
And exactly.
It's important.
Exactly.
It's important.
So it's that's important. I come in. If you need some assistance, I'm here to serve and to help you. Help you help yourself, really. Help you heal yourself. So,
do you do Reiki for households? Like, you come and do spiritual cleanings for houses, too? Or is that a works in process or something you thought of?
Yes. I've done some friends of mine who moved into a new place, and they've asked me to come over. Definitely.
Because you know, like, when the energy is off, like, you can't find it. You like if you listen to my interview with Naomi and about organizing,
yes,
you got to organize the energy in a space too. So I'm, you know, people, again, if they haven't understood the what they're feeling when they're watching you on Instagram, that love vibration, they need to experience you. I remember the Reiki session you gave me. I was on a cloud. I don't know where you took me, but you took me somewhere.
I'm so happy. I remember you were pregnant with Ja.
I was pregnant with Jasir when that happened. Yep. Oh, wow. Okay.
We were in Venice near the beach, and you were pregnant with Ja.
I remember that. It was such a powerful exchange. And, you know, thank you for always standing in your position of power, regardless of what's happening, whether it be a loud interview with babies interrupting.
It's beautiful. And it's so organic. It's beautiful. I love it. It's real.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you again for agreeing to, like, help me to get on board with getting this book out. I'm definitely going to be contacting Shanley for future services. And, you know, I can't wait for your book to drop. And I can't hear her interview, because she really gives it up too. She really helps you to understand the process, because a lot of people want to write a book and they have no idea where to start, you know?
That's the genius about it. And I can't wait for this book to come out, to be honest. It's my life's journey and my life's work, to be honest. Everything is in it. My whole heart is in it.
Yes.
And yeah. I can't wait to give birth to it as well. I need it.
Yes. And yes, 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 yes. 1,000 yeses. And then I will be featuring you as, you know, your organic book that came out. So we'll have a two-parter. So you'll be back, right?
Of course I'll be back.
I love you. I love it.
Many more yes. projects. There's going to be more coming up on with you as well. So.
Well, leave us with some energetic words of inspiration or some affirmation, or maybe like a gift from your voice. Leave us with something.
Well, I would like to leave you with knowing that you are God, and you'll know what I mean by that later, but you are God. And you are love. You are love. You are God. And just remember that. And everything that you need is already inside of you. Already inside of you. You're already so powerful. In this moment, you have everything that you need. And yes, just remember that you are, you know, a spiritual being first. And anything that you want, you can't have. You just have to match the vibration of what it is that you want.
I have to do that for real. Because, like... You know,
I'm a witness, and I have to remind myself I'm a witness, and I've recently come to accept that anything that I want, it's real, and I'm gonna have it, and that I'm worthy of it, and that you are worthy, and that I deserve it, and
I love it, and it's 111, Let's close out with like a om or like a tone or something. You know, I want you singing on here. Give him a little preview, just like. I'll lead. All right, it's okay. I love you. Thank you so much.
I love you too. I love you. Thank you for being a vessel, and thank you for believing in me and loving me and just being a vessel of love and light. You've always been that. It doesn't matter what's going on or what I could be going through. I know. I can talk to Tabia. She's going to remind you who you are. She's going to uplift you. She's going to just be that beautiful spirit and that amazing friend. So I'm so happy that the world gets to really hear your voice and your conversation, because it's so valuable. It's golden.
Yes. So, see, I feel so good and so just ready to take on the world. I love it. I love when we connect.
Yes, I love it too. Thank you, my love.
All right. So look out for this soon into your phone. Into the world.
All right, my love.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye-bye.